Anyway, we've just been joined by two visions of... Look at me, I'm surrounded by visions of loveliness this morning.
You're the lucky one today.
And we've got a lovely lady over there who will not talk to us at all, but I bet she chips in at some point. And we've got a lady... You've come from Bournemouth, haven't you?
Yes, I have today, yeah.
Cool. I'll tell you what, I'm pretty glad you came today, not yesterday.
Yeah, it's just absolute hell, though, isn't it, today, everywhere?
Well, I've not been out there, but I know yesterday was far worse.
He doesn't
worse,
like to leave Newport, do you?
No.
That's a funny turn.
I always think I'm going to die if I leave Newport. So just get yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. Just tell us who you are and what you do.
My name's Sarah Johnson. I work for a company called Smart Training and Recruitment. I'm actually the National Apprenticeship Vacancy Manager. So I work all across England sourcing apprenticeship placements and young people to go into apprenticeships.
Which is great, because we all know that on the Isle of Wight, the last little while, we've all heard the announcement that it is a bit of a black spot, so we need some help. And so I'm glad that there are people out there that have, you know, that are doing good stuff, doing. Because there's a lot of people out there that all they want is a chance. All they want is a little... there's a young lad that was next to me, twins, in fact. They were left school last year. Now, it's a great story. It's a lovely story as well, because they left school last year, age 16. Two good lads, and they've sort of done a few courses at the college, and you talk to them, that's not really what they want to do, but here they are now. They've managed to get themselves a couple of apprenticeships. One's going to work at the hospital, and one is working down at Mingella from July. So it's fantastic, and it's lovely to hear that people are starting to sort of take notice that you know, 16, 17 and older than that are now being kind of looked after. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, there are some really great apprenticeships out there. There are so many fantastic employers who want to give somebody a chance, a foot in the door, or employers who want to pass on their skills and their knowledge to a young person.
Okay, and how, just say for instance, if we were, if people listening to this now, which they obviously are, they're not all stuck in the mud just up the road, but you know, how do they get hold of you, and how do they, because I say a lot of people think, well, they won't be able to help me, I've only just left school, I've not been unemployed for long. Are there any rules, regulations?
There are certain sort of eligibility criteria. However, Smart have got two offices on the island, one in Quay Street and the other one in Castle Hold Lane.
Told you she'd chip in.
Yeah, we knew it.
But Smart do offer totally free, impartial advice and guidance. So if anybody's not sure, if anybody does want to find out, more than welcome to pop in and see us anytime. We're open sort of Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. So no need for an appointment. There's generally somebody there that can offer that advice.
That's brilliant.
Any particular popular apprenticeships that are out there at the moment that kids are asking for, or across the board?
It tends to be more business administration, office-based vacancies tend to be perhaps seen as more glamorous and more popular, if you like, rather than hospitality, which is such a fantastic environment to work in.
But I would say, yeah.
I think for young people, it's maybe the evenings and weekends that might put them off.
Right, okay. Well, it wouldn't put me off.
No.
It wouldn't put me off. So are there any age limits? Did we talk about that?
We don't discriminate. Apprenticeships are open to people of all ages. You can do an apprenticeship qualification age 16, age 70 if you wanted to. As long as you're employed, you can undertake a work-based learning qualification.
That's interesting. Didn't know that, did you?
No.
I just put it down to young people. But I don't want to diss the older generation. I just thought, you know, you'd be of a certain age.
No, but it's good. It's good to dispel the myths, isn't it? Because as I say, when I left school, which was a very, very, very long time ago, and even longer for Max. But you know, there were certain rules in place, and then when certain people left school 20 years ago, they weren't allowed to go on courses because they weren't unemployed long enough, or you know, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, just say for instance, now if you are 16 and you've left school, and you know, are you eligible straight away?
Yes, you are.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a really good thing, because otherwise what happens is, and I say, this is what's happened in the past, is, oh, no, sorry, you've not been unemployed long enough, you can't go on a course. And all that happens is, you know, it breeds laziness, doesn't it, really? Whereas this, it's straight away, out of school, and you've got a big chance. So how many people, roughly, do you help on a yearly basis? I mean, that might be a tricky question.
With the apprenticeship vacancies, which is young people going into maybe their first job, or maybe people who are sort of 19, 20, wanting to change or settle down and get a proper career, on average, we probably have about 40 young people every month going into one of our apprenticeship vacancies, whereas we do have an awful lot of people who are already employed who want to upskill themselves, and they also go on to do an apprenticeship qualification.
That's excellent. 40 people.
That's quite a number,
isn't
it?
That is, yeah. For the Isle of Wight, that is an incredible amount. How many people work at Smart Training on the island? How many is in the team? 22, 24. So there's quite a few people then.
Yes.
So you've got a good team of people down there. So if there are people that are, you know, want to know more, then obviously they can pop in or they can check out the website and so on and so forth. Is it best to do it nationally, locally, or pop in and see someone face to face, or go through the website?
Either is fine. You can have a look on our website, which is www.smartr.co.uk. You can give us a call, or alternatively, you can pop into one of our offices on the island. All of the staff that work for Smart Training are really exceptional. They're all about empowering people, enriching their lives through qualifications and skills.
Okay. Have you helped anybody in radio yet?
No, not yet. You could be my first.
That'll be a good start, wouldn't it? That would be a really good one to do.
Yeah, would actually.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
I think, because, as I say, you know, we looked at this last year, and we looked at the college courses available.
Did. Yeah.
And you got to go off the island, and you think, well, hang on a minute, that's a bit, you know, you want to help. We've got so many media outlets on the Isle of Wight that maybe it's about time we looked at that. So that's a good thing. I think that's a positive thing. Anything else you want to add?
No, thank you so much for inviting us. Thank you ever
so much. Worries.
Been
no
a pleasure.
Worries at all. We'd love to be able to make you a cup of coffee, but the coffee machine's broken, sadly. Now then, any more questions? Because I know your young lad is... will he leave school? Here's a question for you. He's what, 16 next year?
14.
14.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
right, you've got way to go then.
He wants to do university, but he knows exactly what he wants to do, a graphic designer.
Right, okay. So. Could you find an apprenticeship for a graphic designer?
We do, actually. I know in Bournemouth, actually, we've got two companies who are looking for a graphic design apprentice, actually, two really good companies.
That's interesting.
So it could be that maybe after GCSEs or A-levels, yeah. If university, perhaps for financial reasons, was out of reach, or he wanted to gain actual, maybe a year's break, a year's sort of work experience within the role, he could still do that before going on to university.
Excellent.
Do you know what's good as well? Do you know what's good as well? You sound very passionate about what you do, and that's what I would imagine that's very important, isn't it?
Yes, we are. Everybody who works for Smart Training shares the same ethos. We really care about our learners. We work in partnership with all of our employers. It's so important that it is a three-way partnership.